This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our two previous visits, we've started a 4S, or step, study of 2 Thessalonians 1. We noted and spread out before us many of the details found in this chapter. Now we need to sort them into a number of groups or topics. Topics that came to my mind were prayer, perseverance, promises, purpose, praise, provisions, and power. Then as I tried structuring these thoughts into an outline, I came up with a couple of possibilities. If you focus the chapter as a prayer, you would find that, as usual, Paul began his prayer with thanksgiving. He was thankful for the way these believers were persevering in their faith walk in the face of persecution. As he thanked God for their steadfastness, he also affirmed his confidence in God to eventually set things right. This would happen at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he specifically prayed that they would not just persevere, but that they would lead a life of purpose. Depending on God's enabling power, they could expect to live in a way that was worthy of their calling and that ultimately would bring praise and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. As Jesus Christ is glorified through us, there is a reflective glory seen in us. Paul knew it would only take place as a result of the grace of Christ operating in their lives and in their behalf. In summary, Paul was confident that living faithfully for Christ, no matter the cost, would in the end be worth it all, and he prayed that these Christians would see that and press on expectantly. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.